Yeah, we've been blessed all year. We're having, I think, our turn of luck. But again, I suppose you make some of your own luck. The car is prepped by VSM and Derry, and they leave nothing to chance. So we've had 100% reliability. We moved to Michelin tyres this year, which proved very, very successful for us. And again, I think myself and Kevin are just very, very comfortable in the space we're in at the moment.
You were consistent for a very long time, and really since you got that first one done, there's been no turning back for you?
No, again, I think through the year, I suppose the confidence is growing. Again, very, very comfortable in the car. I suppose it took me a while to adapt to left-hand drive. That doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. And again, just, I think, comfortable in the space.
Are you getting faster as the events go on as well?
I don't know so much if we're getting faster, but again, I suppose maintaining a pace from the start, not waiting to build up to a pace. I suppose that's been one of the differences. I'd have been a slow starter in the past. I think now we're kind of at it from the word go.
You've got the tag now of favourite for Donegal going into this event because you're leading both the championships. How are you handling that, or is that something that's in your head at all, Donna?
Well, I don't know. I think it suits the rest of the guys for somebody else to be the favourite. I think most people like being an underdog. It's, you know, I don't know so much if it's added pressure. I think this event, there comes certainly an added expectation. It's the one everybody wants to win. It's for a Donegal man, it certainly would be a dream, but I think the pressure is more self-inflicted than coming from any other quarter.
You mentioned at the start of the piece that traditionally you used to be a slow starter. Donegal's a long rally. How do you put everything into the mix, and how do you manage 3 days of rallying in Donegal, Donna?
I don't know. I think if you listen to all the drivers, whether it's in the front or whether it's in the modifieds, the nationals, any class, although it is a 3 day event and the longest event in the country, it's still a sprint. You know, I heard Gary Jennings talk at the launch about you can't afford to drop 20 or 30 seconds because you'll struggle to make it back. So you have to be on it from word go.
And how much luck's involved in it too, Donna?
I think, you know, within any form of motorsport, there's always a little bit of luck. And I suppose it's not having any bad luck, really, is the key. I do think that if you put the prep in and that you can eradicate some of that bad luck. But look, we all need a bit of luck, no doubt.
What's it going to take for Donal Kelly and Kevin Flanagan to win this weekend, to win the Donegal International? You've had a podium here before. You know the stages very, very well. What's going to have to all come together for the Kelly and Flanagan partnership to take victory, do you think, Donna?
I think if we can maintain a relaxed mood Friday morning, that's what we've done all year. We haven't got ourselves wound up ever about any of the events we've done. We have gone out with the view to enjoy the event. So if we can stay nice and calm and relaxed and do what we've done all year, hopefully we can be somewhere near the top on Sunday evening.
This event is seen as the showpiece of the motorsport, the rallying calendar in Ireland. What would it mean to you as a Donegal man? And Kevin, of course, is a Derry man, a neighbour as well. This is seen as his home event. What would it mean to you to win Donegal and be up there with former Donegal winners?
You know, I make no secret of it. It would be just a dream come true. To watch the events over the years, and as a young lad, to even be competing at this level, I feel very, very lucky and privileged. To be going into the event with the tag as favourite is a little surreal. To win the event, I don't know what type of emotion you would have, but I would love to know.
Do you feel this is probably your best chance in your rallying career to win Donegal?
I think for sure, you know, the form we've had all year, the way the cars work in the package, the whole team, there's a huge effort in the background that probably a lot of people wouldn't see, but I think, yeah, this is probably the best chance to date. And I suppose, you know, as time goes on, us guys are all getting a little bit older. We will only have a certain window, so this possibly is it.
Just one more question, Donna. You're leading the Tarmac Championship. You're leading the National Championship as well. A lot of famous names in rallying have been Irish Tarmac Championship champions, and a lot of famous names have won the Donegal International. If you had your pick of the two, the Championship or Donegal, which one would it be?
I don't think there's any contest. Donegal would mean far more to me than the Championship ever would.
Donna Kelly, thanks for talking to us and the best of luck at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin.